Heart of the Matter is brought to you by Dundalk Christian Counselling Centre. This free counselling service is situated at Dundalk Baptist Centre on RTE Terrace. You can contact us in complete confidence on 932 7094 or email us at christiancounselling@aircom.net. You can also visit our website at dundalkbaptistchurch.org/counselling.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM, your community, your radio. I have a very special show lined up this evening, and in studio I have a very special studio guest. It's David Patton. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
And we're doing a show on the basis of a documentary that you're putting together called The Spiritual Journey of Ireland.
Absolutely. Yep, that's the one.
And David, you've chosen all the music this evening, so what's our first track for this evening?
First track that I just actually came across about a week ago, I can't stop listening to it. It's called Now and Forever. It's by Mosaic MSC.
Great. Well, let's have a listen to this track by Mosaic MSC. And that was Mosaic MSC with Now and Forever, isn't that right, David?
That's it, yeah.
So, David, you chose that particular piece of music and you're saying it's kind of grown on you over the last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I follow the podcasts of that specific church. They're based in LA. And I never really gave much notice to their worship album, and it was something that the main speaker, Erwin McManus, he promoted it at the end of one of his messages, and I just had a listen, and it really grew on me. I like their stuff.
Very good. So, coming back to yourself then and your own spiritual journey, I guess, because this whole documentary is called The Spiritual Journey of Ireland, but maybe our listeners want to know a little bit more about your own spiritual journey and where you come from, where you're coming from in making this documentary.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's how long's your show, you know? we all have a story, we all have a journey. I mean, I suppose for me, I grew up with this knowledge that there is a God, but not really wanting him to be the captain of my ship, so to speak. You know, we all love our independence. We all want to make our own decisions. So for a long time, I did it my way. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I was about 17 years old, I remember being really impacted by this team that came over from the US, and they were doing some ministry in Ireland, and I spent some time with them, and I realized how passionate they were, and how much they allowed God to steer their ship. And the knock-on effect of that wasn't that they were restricted, or it wasn't that they were unhappy, or it wasn't that they were unfulfilled, but the opposite, actually. When I looked at them, I could see that they were living in real freedom. And it was it was something that I admired in them, something that I aspired to. And I realized that actually living with God, or allowing him to direct what you do and how you do it, it brings a beautiful sense of freedom to your life, but it gives a real sense of purpose as well. Mm-hmm. That you're not just kind of wandering from day to day trying to look after bills and all the kind of things that are so mundane about life, but life takes on a whole exciting meaning when you're being inspired on a daily basis by the creator of the universe. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible thing.
Yes. And how do you find from day to day? Do you have a specific Bible passages that you would go to on a daily basis, or even what's your favorite Bible passage?
That's a good question. I mean, you know what? My go-to really depends on where I'm at. So we all as humans have ups and downs. So sometimes you just, you know, if you've got kids, you can relate that, you know, at the end of a day when you put them to bed, you know, all you can really pray is, God, thank you for helping me get through this day.
Yes, indeed.
So sometimes it's just like, Jesus, help me now, you know. But, you know, other times, you know, you draw on passages that are kind of inspirational. I mean, all passages are inspirational in their own way. I wouldn't say I have a favorite verse. If I did, it would change probably every day or every week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, the Word of God is so full of truth, so full of wisdom. I love reading through Psalms and Proverbs just to kind of get your mind in line with the Word of God, you know. So yeah. sometimes we need that just to kind of clear our souls a bit.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think sometimes we can be so pressed in by what the world is doing and all of that we need some time just to reground ourselves in the Word of God. And one of the things I think that's worth exploring, David, is the difference, I suppose, between spirituality and faith. There's a lot of people will talk about that they're very spiritual people, but do you think there's a distinction there to be drawn there between spirituality and faith?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, I think it's about what wording people give to certain aspects of their life. So, you know, people who would not consider themselves people of faith, they might look at me and you and label us as religious.
Yes.
You know, and their understanding of the word religion is not a negative thing. It's just that it's, I suppose, their way of expressing faith or spirituality is that we're religious people. And I suppose it's always down to what your understanding of that word is. You know, mm-hmm. for a lot of people, spiritual is quite open-ended, that it can be, you know, interest in anything that is not seen. Good spirits, bad spirits, very vague kind of stuff. Faith, I think, is more rooted a word. You know, again, it's how we all interpret these words. But for me, faith is something that we're called to. It's something that that we can live out. And yeah, I mean, look, I'm not that concerned with whether people call themselves religious, whether they call themselves spiritual, whether they call themselves people of faith. I suppose if we have a conversation with anybody about this, it's about discovering what that word actually means in their lives. You know, does it bring about change? Does it mean following Christ, or does it mean following anything that represents itself before you? Mm-hmm. And I guess we don't have time to go into that on this show. But yeah, I mean, I love listening to people's stories. I think when you listen to people's stories, you realize that everybody has a journey that they've been on. And often, if it's a story where they say they don't want to have anything to do with God, usually if you listen long enough, the answer is much more detailed than that. And there's usually reason behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important that we hear people's stories. Everybody's got a story that leads them to their conclusions. And ultimately, I suppose, God is reaching out and saying, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what your story is, I want to be a part of your future.
Yeah, and I think that's so important, isn't it? That it's not just about a religion, even depending on how narrow or how broad you make that particular definition, but it's also about relationship, and that God wants to have a relationship with us. And so sometimes he brings us on that journey so that we can enjoy that relationship with him.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, if Christianity was not an enjoyable thing, I would have bailed on it a long time ago. You know, I think, you know, the Word of God, and God promises us a fullness of life. He doesn't promise us an easy life. And I'm sure we've all had our struggles, but ultimately it is a fulfilled life. It's living life to its maximum potential. That's what I am so excited about. And that's what I think, you know, if there's people listening and they maybe are questioning whether they want to have that type of life, you know, that's where I'd say explore that. You know, the verse that says that, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. Explore that and discover for yourself, is God this God of rules that you maybe learned him to be in school, or is he actually a God of love who really wants to engage and have, as you said, that relationship with you?
Yeah, and the other thing about it is that, you know, understanding our own journey from where we began to where we are now is... We can relate that then to the spiritual journey of Ireland in the documentary that you're making, and is that one of the things that you are exploring through this documentary?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I mean, you know, as I said, we all have a story, we all have a journey, and you know, we sometimes see God as the God of the individual, and he is, and we talk about relationship, but also we as a nation, as a nation of Ireland, we have a spiritual journey. We have a heritage that's extremely rich. And so sometimes we can miss the mark, or we can miss the big picture if we focus on our individual encounter, when actually as a society, we have a spiritual journey that we've been on. So this documentary really is me wanting to explore that and bring to light some of the incredible stories and bring to light incredible people in the past who have shaped and helped to shape our spiritual journey as a nation.
Well, we're going to go to our second track now, which is chosen by David. And what's this called, David?
It's an old hymn. We all know it. Be Down My Vision. This version is actually sung by Owen Heaslip, Owen Heaslip is somebody who used to lead worship in a church in Dublin and was very influential in a part of my journey. So that's why I chose this version in particular.
So this is Owen Heaslip with the ancient Celtic hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Be thou my vision.
And that is a track called Be Thou My Vision. It's based on a 12th century Irish hymn translated from the Irish. And David, that's one of the things that this documentary is about, isn't it? It's documenting the spiritual journey of Ireland from its very origins right through to the modern day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose there's a lot of content, a lot of ground to cover in that. So the way I usually explain to people is that, you know, if you look at all the key moments throughout history, and I suppose whatever's picked as key is a bit subjective as well, but I'm trying to keep the documentary as objective as possible. You know, I want it to be something that everybody enjoys, you know, whether they consider themselves to be people who are interested in faith or not. I want everybody who's interested in history, who's interested in Ireland as a nation, also people who are interested in spiritual history and faith, I want them all to be able to sit down and enjoy this. So it is going to be very objective in how our spiritual heritage and history is portrayed.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that people forget is, you know, the historians tend to think of Ireland as a backwater for in the British Empire for most of our existence, and a lot of people would say that there was a lot of oppression by the English and that sort of thing, but. When we started off, are you starting off right back in kind of Celtic mystic times, or, you know, are you going to be a bit more concrete where it starts?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the Celts brought over a faith with them, and I suppose that is to a large degree where it all started for us as a nation in terms of adopting or adapting a certain faith culture, and from there then it of course progressed and had its natural journey. So I want to really bring light to even some specifics, you know, so that it's not just fair very dry. But, you know, as I read through, you know, figures in the past who have done incredible things to shape our spiritual heritage, I want to give them light and give specific stories so that it's more palatable when people are watching it, that they're not just being told a whole bunch of facts and dates. I'm terrible at remembering dates, so I'm going to have to write them all down. But, you know, so that it's something where it people feel like we're taking them on a journey. You know, here's this person, this is what they did, this is what risks they took to further our faith as a nation, to bring us to where we are today. So, you know, and then there's so many shifts that happened along the way as well. I mean, you know, you got the rise of Catholicism and its influence. Some would say then the fall of Catholicism at a certain stage. Look, I don't want to be too biased and take sides. You know, I think all of this is relevant, and it all leads to where we are today. So, yeah, I want to try and cover as much ground as I can. I realize that when I'm starting to research these topics, I realize that actually it should be a 10-hour documentary. So, you know, I will need to condense it down, and I might have to miss some certain parts of it, but hope to give a nice spread of events that took place between the first settlers on our shores right through to present day.
Yeah, I think one of the best things is, though, that we have a lot of not only documentary evidence but archaeological evidence for Christianity in Ireland and development of faith throughout the centuries. So, you know, we have a rich heritage of both archaeological and documentary evidence available to us to be able to catalogue and detail what how this journey has developed over the centuries. So, as you say, you're going to pick specific characters, but are you going to go to specific places as well?
Absolutely. Well, every character had a place that this happened in Ireland. So when St. Patrick stood up and said specific things, that was somewhere in Ireland. And some of those sites, there's kind of historians have different opinions on where those sites were. But as much as possible, I want to link the actual sites to where the events took place. So part of, like you said, we've got a beautiful country. I want to try and show this as much as I can in the documentary. So we will be travelling all around the island of Ireland, doing filming, being on site in locations that we believe to be the locations where these certain key things happened. And of course, that involves a lot of natural beauty, and we want to show that in the documentary as well. So even for people who love the scenery in our country, this documentary is going to be full of that. There's going to be a drone footage involved, and we're just going to try and showcase this beautiful land as much as possible so that it's visually appealing as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things in about Ireland. We have this beautiful green and pleasant land, but there is also the weather. How are you going to deal with the weather in terms of, you know, it's never predictable?
Yeah. Well, look, absolutely. I mean, we're hoping to do all of the filming spring summertime of 2018, so trying to pick the statistically the driest months, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will be dry. I mean, Kevin, ultimately when the documentary is finished, you will see what kind of weather we filmed in. It's either going to be dreary wet weather or it's going to be beautiful sunshine. I'm hoping for the latter, so we'll definitely be praying in the run up to filming, seeing if we can get some dry spells at least for the time that we're out with the cameras.
Yes, and so that's one of the things that we need to consider. But as we come back to this topic after our ad break, David, we'll continue to discuss this the making of this documentary, The Spiritual Journey of Ireland.
Did you ever wonder what God is really like? Did you ever wonder, can I really get to heaven? Then join us on Heart of the Matter here on Dundalk FM every Monday evening between 7 and 8, and hear what the Bible says about these questions and many other questions too.
Heart of the Matter is brought to you by Dundalk Christian Counselling Centre.
Dundalk Baptist Church meets at the Baptist Centre on RD Terrace. On Sunday morning, we get together at 11 a.m. for our main worship service.
On Sunday evening, we meet at 6 p.m. for Bible study.
We'd love to see you there. And you can indeed get in touch with us on any of those means. You can email us at heartofthematter@dundalkfm.com. You can contact us through Facebook on Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM. Or you can visit our website, www.dundalkbaptistchurch.org. Having said that, we also have available for the show a podcast on www.dundalkbaptistchurch.org, and you can go either to the website and you can stream the show live onto your tablet or mobile device, or you can download the podcast. It is hosted by iTunes, so if you have an Apple device, it will go directly into your iTunes library. However, if you're on an Android device, whether it be a tablet or a smartphone, you can also use a third-party app to download the podcast from the website. So do sign up for either one of those third-party apps that support iTunes, such as Podcast Republic and a number of others also do that. Now, we have listeners who are listening to us from all over the world. We have people listening to us in the United Kingdom. Imperator and Paulina are listening to us in the West Midlands. Marinus is listening to us in North Yorkshire. And Matthew is listening to us in Inverness in Scotland. We have folk listening to us in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Denmark, in the Russian Federation, in Romania, in Hungary, and also all the way across in Beijing and China and in Saudi Arabia and Indonesia. We also have folk listening to us in North Africa, and those who are listening in the United States. We have Phil, who's listening to us in Washington State, and then we have folk listening to us in Michigan, in Maine, in Mississippi, in North Carolina, and in California. And even we have folk listening to us in South America and in Iceland. So we do hope you're all enjoying the show this evening. This is a recorded show, but you can contact us through the Facebook page, and we will give you a mention on our next live show, which will be next week. As we continue to look with my special guest, David Patton, at the documentary that he's putting together called The Spiritual Journey of Ireland. And David, before the break there, we were talking about the actual making of the documentary. And you mentioned some of the technology that you're going to be using. You're going to be using drones?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people are probably familiar with these buzzing electric bees about the size of a cat.
Yes.
That hover around the place. You know, our production company that's going to be producing and filming, and you know, they have a full 4K video drone, which we're going to be using in the filming. So it's going to give us a chance to do some incredible aerial footage. And actually, if you click on the page where we promote the documentary, already our promotional video, which is only 2 minutes long, it uses some of that drone footage that we captured. It's great results. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, the drones are fantastic for giving you that aerial shot. And what about then, say, on more down to earth, on the ground? Are you going to have three and four cameras, or is it just going to be one camera, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, well, look, we have multiple cameras available to us. I think it's nice to have the same thing shot at different angles and move around with those shots. Now, I'm not the production guru. I'd have to invite my producer in to the show to give us more kind of details on how all that's going to work. But basically, I'm gonna kind of just say I want it to look like this, or I've seen this effect, it looks incredible, and hopefully they're gonna make that happen. But they're capable people, so I'm sure the end result is going to be extremely high quality.
And I suppose the most basic question, you're going to be the presenter on the documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I will be doing a lot of the talking. So if you don't like the sound of my voice, you're in for a short time of suffering during the documentary. But look, I have lined up as well a couple of high profile people within Ireland who are experts in their field, really, historians, theologians, university professors, directors of certain spiritual alliances in Ireland. And so, you know, they will all be have input, and they'll be interviewed throughout the documentary. So there'll be threads of those people sharing and giving their thoughts as well. So you won't have to listen to only me, if that was your hidden question there.
And what about the length of the documentary? How long is it going to be?
Yeah, well, I think I need to research that fully, but I think a full-length documentary needs to fit in a certain amount of time for a DVD production or for television airing possibly in the future. So anticipate somewhere between an hour to 1.5 hours, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so kind of a 90-minute broad overview of the spiritual journey of Ireland. One of the things, though, that struck me as you were telling me that you were going to be doing this, David, was what was the overall aim of the project?
It's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately I would love for it to be a resource, something that people can tap into to educate themselves and educate others about what our spiritual journey as a nation is and has been. Something also just enjoyable. We all sit down and love a documentary, or at least I do. I hope other people feel the same way. I'd pick a documentary over a film, on Netflix. Most of my stuff that I watch is just gripping, incredibly well-made documentaries. Chef's Table is an incredible example of one that I'm recently in the middle of. And I just love when something is made well and it's made by people who are passionate. Mm-hmm. And the topic is almost secondary. So if the topic interests you, then of course it's a bonus, and that's going to draw a certain amount of people. So my aim is just to make an enjoyable evening for somebody as they sit down to watch it, something that they can then share with friends and family, something that will educate us as a nation. And of course, there's a lot of other nations in the world who are interested in Ireland and the history of Ireland. So it's going to have a broader appeal outside of this country as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, I imagine too that a lot of people would be able to use it as a reference point for where Ireland is as a nation now, and where we have come from as a nation.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to do as well, I mentioned earlier, I do want it to stay very objective, but I suppose I want to end with this question at the end of the documentary. Given this rich heritage and spiritual history that we have and that we've lived through, is there a possibility that as a nation we've lost the importance or the significance of faith or of spirituality? Have we downplayed it, and is it something that should maybe be more important in our future? And so drawing on this rich past, where has that landed us now, and where is it setting us up for in the future?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that is very helpful as well is to see the spiritual journey of Ireland, and then to understand that what we believe and what we have come to know is not something new, but mm-hmm. it's rooted and grounded in a much deeper and longer history than people would say it has come from, because many people would say that the growth of Christianity in Ireland over the last two decades is as a result of new fads and new fashions. But if we really examine our own heritage, then we can see that it's simply a returning to what we once had in the past.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as well, I mean, so much of Europe was given the Christian message through Irish missionaries. So
absolutely.
There was historically a time when we were so proactive in sharing our faith that people journeyed when air travel wasn't around, and it took a good 20 days by boat to get somewhere. They still went out and they shared. And so I want us to realize what we've done in the past as well, that we're not just only looking at ourselves and what benefits we can seek through faith for our own nation, but also our responsibility of sharing out. And I mean, Irishness is such an easy sell. I mean, people around the world love the Irish. We're one of the nations where every airport we land in, we show our passports and we get given a smile, you know. And that's a green ticket. And I think we as a country, we need to grab that, embrace that. You know, we are liked by a majority of the world. Let's use that to share the richness that we have.
Yeah, I think I was even reading recently about Iceland, and one of the first people to discover the country of Iceland as it is now were Irish monks, or at least Ionian monks from either Scotland or Ireland, who traveled all over the world, all, you know, went west, east, into Europe, everywhere to bring the good news of the gospel to the peoples of Europe. So one of the things, though, I suppose, David, is, you know, as people would look at this documentary, it's to examine where we are now, isn't it? It's about drawing a line in the sand as well, as to see, you know, where we've come from and where we are now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think history, I think that's the point of history, is that we learn about what we've done in the past, and it steers decisions that we can make now for the future. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest pitfall of humanity is that we are so terrible at learning from our history.
Yes.
We continue to make the same mistakes. And so, yeah, it absolutely, I think it does set us up for discussions about our faith now and where we want to be in the future as a country.
So our third track then, David, for this evening is...
Yeah, it's Oh How I Need You by All Sons and Daughters.
Lord, I find you in the seeking. Lord, I find you in the doubting. To know you is to love you, and to know so little else I need. Oh, how I need.
And that was called Oh How I Need You by Sons and Daughters.
That's right, All Sons and Daughters.
All Sons and Daughters. David, one of the questions I was thinking about was, how long has this project been in the making? Like, how long have you been thinking about it?
Yeah, longer than most would think, you know. Usually this type of thing has a lead-in time of, I don't know, maybe half a year or something. This is actually something that I started first thinking about back in, I suppose, 2002. So it was just something that I started contemplating and thinking about, becoming passionate about. And it's just been on the long finger for such a long time. And I just sense and feel that now is the time to do it. You know, I don't know how other people function, how motivated other people are, but I always look at decisions in life falling into four categories. You have the immediate important, the immediate unimportant, the long-term important, and the long-term unimportant. And we're usually very good at the immediate important stuff that we have to do, you know, get deadlines done, pay bills, whatever it is. Short-term unimportant, we're usually pretty good at wasting our lives with that as well, you know, so sitting down and watching TV too long or, you know. But then the long-term important is the one that always gets put off and put off. And yet, out of the four areas, I genuinely feel strongly about it that it's the most important one to pursue.
Yes.
So this has been with me so long, and I thought right now is the time to no longer hold off on this. The long term important is what I'm going to decide to go for. And I shared the vision out with a couple of people and the production team, and they got excited about it. And we said, let's do this promo video, let's get it out there, and let's see if people are ready and willing to back this and make it happen.
Yeah, and that's one of the very interesting things about this documentary, because you're doing it in a very different way than maybe normal documentaries might be made. I mean, even if we're making documentaries here at Dundalk FM, we would get funding from the RTE or somebody like that, the government, and use that to make a documentary. You have a totally different method for generating the financial backing for this particular project.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so some listeners might be familiar with the crowdfunding system. Effectively, it's giving the public the opportunity to be investors, to back this project. And if you reach your target, then you get the funding in and you go ahead and make it. And then each of the people that have donated or given beforehand, they then have become the backers, the people that made it possible, but they also get something in return. So it's not really charity. I'm not asking people to give and expect nothing back. You know, there's different levels on the crowdfunding page where you can, you know, you can sign up for €8 and get the download link, or €12 gets you the DVD. €50 gets you 5 copies, so it's going to be out in time for Christmas in 2018. So, it sorts out 4 of your Christmas presents straight away, where you keep a copy, and then you give a copy to your mother-in-law and, whoever else. And so we're helping you think of Christmas and get that sorted. We know it can be stressful. Then for higher up levels, you know, you get to come and be invited to a special pre-screening, followed by an after-party. Higher up companies then can give and be in the credits of the documentary. So, you know, at a very small buy-in, you're getting something back, which I think is important.
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think also, what's the level of funding that you require?
So we're funding €18,000 in total. That's to cover the production costs, the filming, getting the DVDs made, all that type of thing. And we're currently, I think, at about 15% with 34 days to go. So it's a 40-day campaign. We're 6 days in and we've raised 15%. Look, I would strongly recommend, if people are listening and they're excited about it, it's a moment where you can do something that will actually make a difference and possibly lead to two different outcomes. One, that the documentary will get made, or two, that it doesn't have enough backing and it won't. So, if you're listening and you want to get behind it, then, you can do so.
In terms of actually getting involved, how would somebody go about, as you say, signing up to get the €8 to get the download link, or the €12 to get the DVD?
So the platform that we're using for crowdfunding is fundit.ie. So if you go to any web browser, you go to fundit.ie and just type in the search, type in Spiritual Journey of Ireland, and it will bring up this project. Mm-hmm. So you'll see there, you know, you'll see the different levels at which you can invest. You can log in there and you can make the pledge. I suppose one of the important details to point out is that you make the pledge and you only get charged that amount off your card if the project is successfully funded. So if you make a pledge and we don't raise the 18,000, the project doesn't go ahead, you pay nothing. And you also, you know, it won't be made. But if it's funded to the 18,000, we have the funding we need to make it happen. And all the backers then get their rewards as well. So they'll get their DVDs or their download links once the documentary is finished.
Right. And so the idea behind the crowdfunding is that you are pledging your support for this documentary. You can also go and find it on Facebook, isn't that right? Is there a separate Facebook page, or is there a link on your Facebook page?
There's a link on my Facebook page, absolutely. So we're directing all traffic towards the funded page directly.
Okay.
But I mean, between now and the time the campaign finishes, I'd say all my Facebook friends are sick of me posting about this documentary, because almost daily I stick something on going, hey, we've reached this target, you know, keep supporting. So my Facebook is swamped with documentary promotion, self promotion, some would call it. Yeah,
I can imagine that. But so if you search for it in Google, it should come up to the funded page.
Absolutely, yeah. But funded.ie, okay. that's the page to go to. So if you just go to funded.ie, type in Spiritual Journey of Ireland, you'll come across the actual funding page. And there's a 2-minute promo video there as well. So you can click on that, watch that. It kind of, you know, has a 2-minute call to action, so to speak. And then all the details are there. And also, I mean, if people want to get in touch directly, if they have questions, you know, I'm more than happy to have people reach out to me directly.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much, David, for coming into the studio and discussing this documentary, The Spiritual Journey of Ireland. If you do want to get behind it, do go to funded.ie and check out Spiritual Journey of Ireland, and you can pledge your support there, 8, 12, 50, or if you're feeling more generous, isn't one of them 2,500?
There is a 2,500 option. For that, you get all of the above, so all the lower tariffs, and you get to join us on set for filming as well. So
that should be very exciting, and a very exciting project to see coming to fruition. But it just remains for me to say good night and God bless, and thank you for listening. And we close with a song called...
So the last one is He Is Alive by Soul Survivor.
So this is He Is Alive by Soul Survivor. Coming up next, of course, is Jimmy Neary with Shades of Green and the repeat of Town Talk from this morning. So we close with this song from Soul Survivor.
Yeah. between you and me.